Blog Talk Radio. Prayers, but how do I know God is there?
Dexter, God is everywhere, everywhere.
And Daddy? Where is God?
He's above you, he's in the wind, he's in the waves, he's everywhere. Just look for him.
And how can I find him?
Son, in the darkness, in the struggles, if you'll just look up.
Yes, sir.
And follow the star.
Welcome to another episode of the Blog Talk Radio, Believers in Christ. Sorry about that. Welcome to another episode of Blog Talk Radio, Believers in Christ. We just want to start off with a word of prayer. Father God, thank you again for waking us up another glorious morning. Forgive us for our sins, and we ask for forgiveness. And just teach us the right way, Father. Show us and guide us through the Holy Spirit. Forgive us for our sins, and we just ask for forgiveness and get your protection, provision, and presence on this good Sabbath and continue to walk the righteous path that need to be walked. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Amen. Welcome to another episode. Sorry I haven't been getting with y'all briefly. We've been in the process of moving, but we're finally established. And again, wanted to discuss a few things about the gospel. And if you want to jot down a line, or just if you know someone that needs prayer, if you need prayer for yourself, or just any questions about the show or whatever, just go to Don Case, DonKase31 at gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you, pray with you, because these situations that are happening today need to be dealt with in a godly manner. So just continue to listen in to our shows and your local pastors, or who gives you spiritual development in those areas too, because in these end times and what's going on are very, very appealing. I mean, it's happening right in front of us. The Bible is unfolding right in front of us, and the decision is, what are you going to do? You know, are you going to are you going to follow suit with Christ, or follow the things of the world? So, again, we just want to say, keep listening to the shows. Continue to prayer, because prayer develops relationship, talking it, living it, and doing it. It's very important. And holding his commandments the best way possible, you know. Don't try to make yourself perfect. Just seek the kingdom, and everything else will be added on to you, like the scripture says. So, just want to tell you that and renew that mind to give you a better understanding on the gospel and what's ahead of us, y'all, because it's not going to get sweeter, but we can still worship, we can still clap our hands and still be thankful for what's going on. And these times he's using us, you know, to develop this, you know, his plan for him. You know, Israel, pray for Israel as well as you pray for your family, too. Very important. And just wanted to share that with y'all. So amongst that, it's a lot ahead of us. I mean, it's a lot of things ahead of us. And we just have to mold ourselves and ground ourselves and humble ourselves and let God take over. Let him, intervene, you know. He'll take care of all the fights if you let him, and spiritual battles that you can't see that are trying to attack his children, which is you. So again, that's what this show is about, to develop. I mean, get yourself better for the word of Christ. Repent. Repent means change. Do his will, not your will. Because, you know, I understand that you have kids or you got to get to the money, but you got to seek the kingdom first. It may seem hard, but don't come to God when tragedy happens. Come to him when you have it. Everything that comes with it, you know, is celebrated with him through the bad and the good. But just count it all joy when you're going through the bad, because you got to know that Jesus is going to pull you out of it. So just count it all joy, regardless of whatever. It's because when you're in the body of Christ, things don't last long. I don't care what the scenario or situation may be upon you and yours again. So we just want y'all to understand this gospel, this word is very, very solid and it's truth. And don't get confused about what's going on when you see things of the church, or how might I say it, the things of the church, or you see people who call themselves holy and they do things like that. Don't get deceived. Those decisions are their decisions. I don't care who you are, if you're a first believer, if you believe in the word of Christ all your life, or anything that's not godly, that's not Jesus. It's when you think you've seen somebody holy do something that's not of the word. So again, just wanted to share that with you and get y'all to understand that this word is coming. I mean, this word is developing, and that's the word of God is power. And what it does, it activates a lot of spiritual things that can't come against you. You know, the prayer, calling on angels. It's what you speak, you know, and what you do upon it. When you speak God's word, it comes into power, it comes in authority, it comes as a shield. You need it. That's the only way to survive. I'm not going to say survive, because God doesn't want you to survive. He wants you to live and understand him. So we're not going to say survive, but that's the way to live in this world. I'll put it like that. No worries or things like that. And again, praying for the people who are in Afghanistan, Pakistan, or any foreign countries from somewhere else, and that who are practicing and trying to learn the gospel, and you know, the country or their laws can say it's okay for them to be headed or killed or anything. So just pray for them as well, you know. So the main focus is just that we have to understand and learn on how serious this word is, because we're fighting amongst, you know, most people are trying to search who God is, but you got to know Satan. And when you know the acts of Satan, you know that there's, you know, what he goes against and how he operates. A lot of other beliefs don't believe that, you know, there's not really a lot of demonic forces. They might say negative energy or something like that. No, there's a spirit that's a fallen angel who's willing to kill you, who wants to. The only thing that's going to protect you is the blood of Yeshua, Jesus. So just wanted to share that. And I got a phone call. You have been joining us? Hold on. Hello, Charles.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. I'm just discussing the good news about the gospel and just joining us about the gospel, how the word is power. And once you use it and you activate it in the spiritual realm, it fights off everything, you know. And that's the only thing that's going to protect you, you know.
Right.
So I was just discussing a few things about that. And how are you doing this good Sabbath, by the way?
Yeah, I'm doing pretty good. Feeling pretty good, feeling relaxed. It's been a very wonderful, nice day today.
That's cool. It stopped snowing up here in Columbus. And it's not too bad on the weather side, so that's a plus. So it ain't snowing everywhere, but you know, God is good. So again, I was just discussing about how, you know, most people would seek God, but they don't know how to seek God. So they just go by different beliefs and religions and knowledge or whatever, but they don't understand when tragedy happens or something demonic, or not even gonna say demonic, when something bad happens like death, they don't know which way to point, so they point at God. So I just wanted to elaborate and just understand, like, you know, Satan is mentioned all up and down the Bible, from the beginning to the end. So, because obviously he wants you to know that there is something out there that's coming against you, correct?
Right. Excuse me, right.
And I'm just, you know, and I want people to understand is that, you know, you got all these different beliefs and things like that, and nothing against them. It's just that we have to understand, it's like, how do you protect yourself from him if he does exist? And most people don't even know he exists. Remember, the greatest trick Satan ever pulled is he never existed. You see what I mean? Because if the blood ain't protecting you, then you're on your own spiritually. You see what I mean? So that's very hard for people to get that. You know, you might have been Muslim all your life or Catholic or whatever you've been all your life. And then how do you know you're protected? I mean, how do you honestly know? Like, say if you don't even know that, like, most people come in, like, I've seen people, like, on movies and things like that, they come and they have little rituals and, you know, have the chicken or whatever and blow smoke, and they say, we do this to get away to the bad spirits. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
How do you know you're not inviting them? How do you know that, you know, and half of them doesn't even, you know, it's like witchcraft and things like that. So we see the confusion of it. But what I'm saying is that Satan's all over the place, but most people want that protection. They want to know that their God is going to protect them. I mean, think about it.
Right.
Most people, they got, you know, when you look at all these other beliefs, they want to be comfortable. That's why they get together. And there's nothing wrong with that. You know,
right.
You want to see if you're okay. My kids is okay. So we know the ways of the world can't protect you. You know, a millionaire or in other countries or in the States or whatever get cancer and can't get rid of it. He has all the money in the world but can't get rid of it. So obviously they got to go to something else. They can't run to the ways of the world. You see what I mean?
Right.
People want to know that they're protected. And then like you said before, a while ago, when we used to study, I mean, well, we still do study, but a couple of years ago, it's like, man, this man's healthy. He didn't smoke, he didn't drink or nothing, and he still died, you know, like of some kind of natural causes of the body. So it's like you eat good, you got all the money, you eat good, you don't drink, you don't smoke, you don't do none of this. But then all of a sudden you still lack somewhere. And then, like, when I see other beliefs and stuff like that, a lot of them was not happy. And when I see all this, I'm like, the only thing that divides you between you and God is peace. It's the peace. If you ever notice, people work hard all their life, they do this all their life or whatever, because they want to live comfortable, right? I mean, let's be honest.
Right.
People go to school, this and that, make sure my kids get into school, make sure they're protected, go to the best schools, make sure there's no drama there, this and that. So how do you know the ways in the world is going to take care of you? It's so wicked out there. You know it's wicked. But how do you know you're protected? You can only go so far. What I'm getting at is it has to be Christ. Spiritually, the blood has to protect you. That's the only way. I'm telling you the answer. We're telling you the answer. Oh, well, I've tried that before. No, trust me. There's too many people that has witnessed these situations, witnessed them. They've been in a situation that only between them and God knows. I mean, am I right?
Wow.
Only between them.
Yeah,
and God.
You're right.
And then they go out there and try to explain it like, man, it was a divine spiritual thing that just happened to me. They're like, man, you're crazy. You just got lucky. When you try to explain it, it's like, wow, what? I'm telling you what happened. God pulled me out of it. You see what I mean? And then right afterwards, it's just like, wow, this is, I can't convince them this. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I understand.
So, I mean, but what do you tell that person? I mean, I'm just asking you. What do you tell that person?
No, it's really good. It's really interesting what you started saying. And it's the fact that, you know, like you said, that you could do all you can do, you know, as you go through the things of life. And the thing is you can't really steer clear of sin or someone that's not in sin, is because this whole world is what? We're in a sinful world. This world, you know, is a fallen world. And we have to what? We have to rise to the top. And so if you don't understand that there's someone trying to help you up, someone is extending a hand to you, then you understand. But if you don't see the hand, you're gonna be in heaps of hurt, right? I mean, just in general. So you're going to run into things. You're going to run into problems. You're going to run into all of that. But like you said, it's the peace. So when you have peace, there's nothing else that can come against you, right? When you have peace within, that means anything on the outside of you, everything could be going wrong, everything could be falling. But what is the peace? It's the peace within you. And for you to show, you know, of course, that fruit as well, you know.
Right.
So I think it all comes down to, like you said, it's peace and knowing the things of God. But where do we get peace? The Bible states that we can get peace through Jesus Christ. So the key is that when you have peace through Christ, then everything else, right, it doesn't, there's no worry. You know, we were talking about that, right, Mark 6, as far as take no thought, meaning don't worry. So when you have peace, that's really the key. What everyone is looking for is peace, whether they know it or not, right? Because if they're having this world, you know, toss them up and down and all around, there is no peace, right, for someone to have peace.
Right.
So the key is to have peace. Is it a function of money and prosperity and all of these things? No. It's not. Just like Donald stated, you can have all the money, you can have all this, and then next thing you know, you're health stricken. Or you can, you know, you may not have no money and all this other stuff, and you have your, you know, and you have a good life, but things still come around and you know, kind of twirl you. You still need that peace. So, right? So we don't want to equate peace to other things. We want to equate peace within. You know, and you only get that through Christ.
And that's, I totally agree, because that's the main thing of it is, when you look at it, I mean, it's, you know, peace, like you said, peace ain't, you know, nonviolent. It means it's a straight, direct, you know, relationship with the Father, with God. You know what I mean? It's like you said, it's divine, it's inside you. You know, and most people just don't understand that when it comes to that peace part, you know. I think peace is just nonviolent and two fingers, and it's more than that, you know.
Right.
It's something that needs to be dwelling in us, you know. And when you have peace upon your life, you just know there's no worries and things like that. So, again.
That's good. No, you're right. I totally agree. It's good to have peace, believe me. It really is. And the search thereof, you know, if you know you're not in peace, believe me, you'll be chasing your tail forever. But if you're searching for peace, it can be found through Christ Jesus. But if you don't know you're looking for peace and you're looking at it from the money perspective, oh, I just need this money, or oh, I'm already comfortable. For people who think they already,
right.
the you know, I spoke to someone on a it was really interesting. I was on a plane coming back one time from maybe it was Ohio from there, and there was this man, and he was he lived south of Tucson, I think it was Green Valley, but anyway. He was telling me he had a very successful life, and he didn't know what I, you know, what I did, and I don't know what he did, but he was just a really older man, you know, as we were coming down, you know, from the airplane. I really don't talk to people in general, you know, who sit, you know, I'm not really a talker, but anyway, as we were coming down, he kind of initiated a conversation. But the thing was that he had money, he had it all. He had a very successful life. He has a very loving wife. They live south of Tucson and, you know, Green Valley or something. And they were, and he was really happy. You know, he says it was stressful in his, you know, getting to what he had to, where he had to go and everything. But it was very, you know, very first for him. And I can tell he didn't have Christ in his life because of how we ended up. But the thing is that he said, you know what I'm worried about? I'm worried about Obama. I think he's going to take all of our money through this, you know, which, you know, through this health law. And if my wife gets sick and she's starting to get sick, I don't know, I may have to use the money on her. And then, and so he was just, I mean, the last few minutes, it was just terrible. The first few
right.
were really good because he was prosperous. But then the last few minutes, it was like he was breaking down. And so what
right.
I'm getting at is that breakdown, right, that breakdown is where he really needed was peace. Even though he had the money,
right.
he had a nice wife, and they were together, you know, that's fine. That's perfect. But once Satan gets a hold of you to take your money that you thought you had forever, or to take your wife in sickness that you thought you had, I mean, that's, I mean, the peace and the love in which Christ can give you to help you through those things. Because those things are not
right.
of God. You know, as
right.
far as diseases and sickness, that's not of God. And we can try and, you know, help others, of course, who are those who are sick. God says, pray for those who are sick. So I totally, you know, want to make sure that, hey, people who already think that they can't be touched because they have money and because they have that, is it a blessing? Absolutely, it's a blessing. It's wonderful.
Right.
But to think that you're untouchable because of those things, Satan is just lurking to take those down slowly, slowly, and slowly so that what? It takes your faith off of whoever that you may
right.
not have in or that you should have in. And then it's that
right.
that you don't want him to go through. And so I told him at the very end, I said, that's good. I said, it sounds like, you know, it sounds like you're needing just a little peace. And we both laughed, but he took it to heart. And I did,
right.
all I did was just mention that, and that was it. I didn't say, you need to do this, you need to do that, you need to, you know, do, go all this other stuff. Yeah, you're right, hide your money here, you know, have the best doctors. I mean, you know, I could have made him, you know, feel a lot better doing that. But I knew that his focus was not on Christ. His focus
right.
was on what? Of what he did over the course of his life.
Years,
you know.
Right.
So it's real good to introduce the peace, and then, you know, peace comes through Christ. But anyway, I forgot
yeah.
how it truly ended up after we got off the plane, but it was really good. I mean, I learned something
right.
from him, and he, what, learned something from me. It was really good.
Correct.
It's always a give and take. I love it when I learn. I love it when I learn from other people. It's because that's how you grow. If you think you know
right.
everything, believe me, you got one thing coming, because you don't, right? No one knows everything. And if you act like you know everything, right, you need to keep it.
Right.
Because once you
right.
think you act like you know everything, that's pride setting in. You think you don't need nobody else. But
right.
anyway, that's a different story. Anyway, so that was good. Yeah, that was really good. So you're right, Donald. I think peace is the key. Knowing in a sinful
right.
world
right.
that people will do you bad. People will treat you bad. People are nasty. Oh, believe me, their time's coming. The wicked, the people who are bad, it's coming.
Right.
And
right.
instant judgment is being made upon them. And you don't have to. You don't have to look too far for that, because we see that now. It's the fact that we need to continue to change from our empty ways and our wicked ways, the things that we think of and do bad. We need to change into good, because today. We're close. We're getting real close.
Right.
Hey, so I call it like it is. I call it like it is. I look
exactly.
at people's lives.
And that's cool,
all I
man.
Do is look at
that's,
their fruit.
That's and that's how we all should be recognizing it.
That's
but
right.
you know, it's a choice. It's a choice amongst all of us. And just hopefully it's the right choice. So we just went over our limit, but that's fine, you know, there's no limit to the Father or anything like that. But you know, I'm glad that we still got together to do a show on the Good Sabbath and give people the best understanding possible from what God has shared with us to give to y'all, because it's very important. And what's going on in this day and time, this is the end of the church age. I mean, it's getting close. But it's no fear, you know. Don't worry about it. It's
That's
just
right.
the levels of time and how God sets it up. But we have to intervene and just know that the gospel is true, Jesus is true, and everything else is, you know, debatable. Well, no, I'm just joking, but, you know, there's just a lot of things that you know, just searching for peace, and peace comes through Jesus, and all you have to do is try Him. Try Him.
That's right.
It's very, very revealing. The only way you want to know is with an open heart. You'll see things change, your dreams, your visions, things like that. So, again, open yourself more to the gospel, and God will open up Himself more to you. So, again, just want to say thanks again, Charles.
Okay.
People out there
listening,
all right,
are
God
we,
bless y'all.
Yeah, you too. I'll just close us out in prayer here real quick, and let's
okay.
bow our hearts right now. Right now, Father, we just want to give you thanks and continue to do your will and your way and what you want us to do. And as we continue to glorify you, Father, it's not about us and how we impact others as well. And the Bible also says pray for the sick. So we pray for the sick and the people who are diseased. Help them get stronger, for God wants them well. And pray for the safety of others. There's a lot of people out there doing God's word and God's will, and pray for their safety.
Mm-hmm.
Pray for
mm-hmm.
the leadership of this country. The Bible always says that to pray for the leadership of the country. They do however what they want to do, and however it is. The only requirement we have as believers is to pray for the leadership of this country, not to condemn or convict, but to pray for the leadership of this country. And also pray for the peace of Israel. In Psalms 122:6, the Bible says, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper that love thee. I'll say again, pray for the peace of Israel. In Psalms 122:6, it says, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper that love thee. And let's also pray for the missionaries that are abroad, spreading the gospel. There's a lot of turmoil for people to spread the gospel in different countries and different religions. We'll pray for them.
Amen.
And also, of course, pray for Donald and I and the other listeners.
Amen.
We pray for you as well, and pray for me and Donald as we continue to lead the missionary as far as the peace, love, and truth and the good news about Christ, in which what? Peace comes through only through Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Well, I'm glad for the close out prayer. And just God bless y'all. Have a safe weekend. And we'll probably be in tune with y'all tomorrow, probably around 8 o'clock. So just keep listening to our old archives and to give you a better understanding. We love y'all. In the name of Yeshua. Amen.
Amen.
Peace.